Thanks for calling, Rex. Rex Brown from Kill Devil Hill with us on Boulevard Brutal tonight. Rex, you've been doing shows in Montreal and Quebec back-to-back in the last couple of days. How were the shows in Quebec?
We've played everywhere in Canada that we possibly could except for Vancouver. They've been good, except for a little bit of promotion skills last night, you know, even though that went well. It's been really good. You know, so our first time in Canada, I will just say that it's been quite an adventure.
Good. And, well, you've been playing in Quebec City and Montreal for years now. So was the crowd different?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course it is. It's on a smaller level. You know, we're just getting this band started out. So, you know, we still have our diehards. And then we have some new fans also. So, there you have it.
And, well, I wanted to tell you congratulations on the first Kill Devil Hill album. I think it's just awesome.
And thank you very much.
You guys come from very different musical backgrounds. How did you meet and how did you create that sound of yours for the first album?
I've known Vinny for 20-odd years, and I would go to festivals or I would be the opening band for Sabbath or when he was playing that and Heaven and Hell, and would always sit behind Geezer's amp and watch his prowess. And anyway, he gave me a call and said, he goes, what are you doing? I said, nothing. I'm working on this movie kind of soundtrack deal. He goes, well, I've got some new stuff too. And I said, well, why don't you come down to Texas and, we'll see what happens. And just jam together, you know, with this other band. And that didn't work out, and I really wasn't into it either. But he started playing me this Kill Devil Hill stuff, and I really, you know, I was really floored by it. And so they started sending me tracks, and I would put my bass down, and apparently, you know, they loved it, because I'm the new guy in the band, so there you have it.
And did you think it was going to go that far, like an album, a tour?
Well, it just depends, you know. You've got to get in a room and jam together before you can really figure out are we all going to get along and fly? And it sounds cliche, but everything worked out really, really well.
Well, it does sound on the album really, really, really well, so.
I mean, we worked on the songs for a long time. You know, I would go to California like every 3 weeks and stay with Mark Zavon and, you know, I was just going through and going back and forth with learning the songs and then getting Vinny to play, you know, it basically starting a new band, a new project, you know, a new chapter in my life, so.
That's quite exciting. How do you approach the songwriting process? Do you guys just get all the four of you in a room and jam, or someone brings a song, or?
Pretty much they had skeletons of all these demos, but they had different bass parts, and the way I kind of put it is everybody throws their mix into the stew, you know. We're all kind of, we agree to disagree on stuff. At the same time, we keep it where it's very organic. So, you know, somebody come in with a riff for a certain thing, and, you know, maybe this one didn't make the record, or, you know, this one part didn't make it, or whatever. We have, you know, we've been riding on the road, and we're well half on our way to a new record, so, but that's not going to be up for a while.
Already new songs for a second album?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just coming out, you know, so, yeah, we got some really good ideas coming up, you know, but at the same time, we have to keep touring in support of this one, so, you know, we thought that the Canadian run would, you know, they just, we keep getting tighter every night, you know, so, but it's been, it's, like I said, quite a Canada.
Wow, so do you play any new songs live? Unfortunately, I missed the show in Quebec City last night, so I couldn't hear, I couldn't see the show, but are you playing any new songs?
No, we're just playing the, we basically play the whole record, and throw in some different solos and things like that, which is kind of cool, you know. Vinny plays a really good drum solo, and then I do a little bass solo, not too long, and then Mark was all over the guitar, and they, you know, we're doing Mysterious Ways, which is acoustic, and you know, you just have to see it to believe it, you know. I can't tell you it over the phone. I'll tell you the magic that we have.
It's, too bad I missed it.
It's not describable that you can say over the phone.
So, Rex, you're a part of heavy metal history. How does it feel to be, like, a fucking legend?
I just play bass, bro. That's all I do, you know? I just do what I do, man. I don't,
Like, did you ever see yourself doing something else than playing music for a living?
No, never. Like, I'm bad at flipping burgers.
So am I.
No, I flip a good burger in my backyard. I just, you know, I don't plan on doing that for a living.
And speaking of the Kill Devil Hill album, your bass sound on the album is just insane. Are you still using your Spectre signature bass?
I've got so many Spectres that we just use different basses for different things on the record. But I predominantly use this white one that I have. It just sounds godly. It's got a really warm tone to it, but at the same time it's got a lot of punch. And it fits really well with Vinny's kick drum and also Mark's guitar. So we use that predominantly on the record, and then we use some different stuff, you know, different things. But, you know, on my bass parts, we had the drums done in like 3.5-4 days.
Okay.
And the bass and guitars were done, just, you know, the basic rhythm tracks were done in about 6-7 days, something like that. So.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we had this thing just pretty pinochle the way we wanted it, you know, so. It is what it is, man. And really, in all actuality, Jay Rushton, the guy that mixed the record, really brought it to life.
Okay.
He's just extraordinary, and, you know, he's part of the team. And just, I can't say enough about the way we heard it in our ears, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. Are you still proud of the sound of the album? Because I think it just sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Every time I hear it, I'll hear something new, you know, so.
Yeah, it kicks ass.
Absolutely, it kicks ass.
Yeah. You've been in quite different few bands, and you've been touring for pretty much, what, 30 years now? How'd you keep your sanity through that? Living with the crew, with other members, fans?
You don't keep your sanity at all. You try to, like hell, but, you know, no, everything's fine, man. It's cool. It's just part of the gypsy lifestyle, you know? I've always done that since I was a small kid, doing different things, you know? So
you're comfortable with that? So you're comfortable with that kind of living?
I mean, you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to sacrifice a lot of things that, you know, that you don't want to, but for the love of music, and, you know, that's the way it goes.
And I've read that you have a book in the works about your career, and you've always been the quiet guy. Is it going to be like a tell-all book?
Yeah, it's got certain pieces of tell-all, but, you know, without shitting on anybody, you know.
Yeah, with respect.
Well, you know, it just kind of tells my point of view of those years in Pantera, and then I pretty much stop around where Down kind of started back up again in 2005.
Okay.
So, you never know. I can always write another book down the road, you know.
But is it completed yet?
Oh, yeah.
So when do you expect the book to come out?
We're trying to get it out in November, but we decided to let it go until February next year.
Okay.
So I'm still kind of writing chapters and stuff like that to put in different pieces that have come to mind over the years. I mean, it's really hard, you know, trying to just put a 20-year career into, you know, into how many pages, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so, you were able to remember everything?
That's what I'm saying. It keeps coming back. I have different things, so I'll write them down in notes and stuff like that. So.
And in 2006, you played with David Allan Coe on the Rebel Meets Rebel album. Have you ever thought of doing another country rock project?
No, dude. That was just all... That was one of Dime's just entertainment things. That was just fun. You know, he would call me in the middle of the night. David's in town, you know. He'd call him the old man. And the old man's in town. He's got a couple tunes. You want to come down and play bass on him? And I'd go, yeah. You know, why not?
That was a fun project.
Or if I was doing something else, I'd just say I'd come tomorrow, you know. So it was not a serious project at all. I mean, it was just one of Dime's Dime's side projects, I'll put it that way.
But still you enjoyed it.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, playing metal with an old outlaw country dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wouldn't call it a serious piece of work at all.
So, Rex, are you a guitar player turned into a bass player for the benefit of the cause, or you were a bassman from the beginning?
I can do both.
Okay. So you write on the bass or on the guitar?
Both.
Okay. And what or who inspired you to pick up a bass guitar?
Early, you know, I have a sister that's 17 years older than I am, so I would say the Beatles for sure. And then, you know, early 70s rock over the AM stations down where I lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard of this band called Led Zeppelin, and it was all over.
Hmm. And, of all those years, what's your favorite memory from your career?
There's been too many to name just one. You know, you can't possibly put your finger on just one. You know, that's why you have to read the book and you'll see.
I can't wait to read it. And do you have the worst moment of all time?
Oh, there's plenty of those too. So,
yeah,
I mean, you know. No, I've been blessed over the years with the musicians I've worked with, and you know, the songwriting and everything that goes along with it. So I can't, you know, no. All I can say is, you know, the good times way overweight the bad times.
Yeah, and you're still enjoying yourself, so that's pretty good.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm. Right now, I got the hunger back and the fire and you know everything that goes along with it.
Cool. My last question: what's next for a Kill Devil Hill?
We're gonna tour every place we can possibly tour. You know.
Are you planning to come back in Canada?
Thanks for coming. Yeah. We've got all kinds of offers coming up. So.
Okay.
You just have to stay in tune, and we'll let you know.
That would be cool to see you at the Heavy MTL Festival in Montreal next year.
When is that?
Usually it's in August. It was just a couple weeks ago, and it's running on 2 days, and they have all kinds of bands, and it's pretty, they had like 45,000 people a couple weeks ago, so that would be really nice to see you there.
Yeah, that'd be great. I can't remember if we were offered to do that or not, but we already had these gigs in place, so we will definitely try to get there next year.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Rex. Thanks for the time you took for that interview. Much appreciated. What's the next... do you have a show tonight, or...?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're playing where?
We were playing in Quebec.
You played in Quebec last night?
No, we played in Quebec City last night. We were playing in Ottawa tonight.
Okay, so... have a good show tonight, and once again, thanks again, Rex.
Okay.